Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, June 7th.
Welcome. Yes, it is.
Welcome back. Jen's with me.
I am
as
here.
As always.
I am.
Riding shotgun, pretty much, right? You know what that means?
Yeah, yeah, like passenger seat.
Right, yeah. Like they used to do that, I guess, on the... in the wagons, you know, back in the
My siblings and I always did it to each other whenever we'd go in the car.
Yeah,
shotgun.
Oh, okay.
They got passenger seat.
Yeah,
we had to sit in the back, which is my least favorite.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
Yeah,
I watched some great things this weekend. Saturday I had class, and then I hung out with a couple friends, which was nice. It's nice to host people at my apartment.
It is nice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's great. I loved it.
I was in search of people. There was nobody to host at my house.
Nobody?
No. But at least I met a friend. We went to lunch and stuff, so that
was
nice.
Oh, you met a friend? What kind of friend?
Oh, no, just a male friend. Oh,
okay.
Of mine. One of the few I have. But... No, I've been, I'm just, you know, focused more on here, trying to fix things up.
Sure.
And everything. But, yeah, I could use some romance, you know. I just said,
yeah,
I've kind of given up on it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm welcome saying, well, to well, it.
Yeah, what the fuck, you know. Rest of my life, no more fucking. Oh, man.
Honestly, like, it sounds like a great idea, but... It always becomes like, I feel like, I don't know how it is in your age group or in your generation, but with my generation, it's like one person gets feelings or one person's constantly trying to make sure the other person doesn't have feelings. And then you're like, all right, I don't have feelings. Stop asking me already. And then I'm like, do you have feelings? Is that why you keep asking? They're like, no, I don't have feelings. And then it's just... There's so many conversations about feelings, especially when there was an initial conversation about not having feelings.
Right. But feelings, you don't have to talk about them either. Wouldn't you know if somebody had feelings towards you?
No.
No?
Not in my generation.
Why?
Because we're taught to not tell anyone how we feel about anything.
But you don't have to tell just by the actions. Know if they want to be near you, if
no,
they kiss you.
No, that doesn't
lot.
Mean anything.
Really?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's why everyone in my generation so fucked up about dating, is because you go on dates and I don't know how women are to men, but I'm sure women do this to men as well. Because we're so removed, because we grew up with so much social media and we grew up with computers, we're so removed from human interaction.
Right.
That when we meet up with people, the other person's talking to you and they're like touching your hand and touching your leg and like laughing and like brushing your hair out of your face and and like kissing you and like holding your face when they do it, not just like... Like, you know, when someone shows up and they just want to bang and then leave and that's it. Like,
yeah.
I would rather that and have a clear cut intention than somebody who's like brushing my hair out of my face and saying romantic things. Uh-huh. and then plan another date and then never respond to me ever again.
Wow.
Because that's my generation. People just talk about going on another date and then they never respond to each other.
Yeah.
So it's,
wow, that's pretty shitty.
It's really shitty. And I've been going through this with a friend of mine who, while I've been on the dating scene, both in New York and not so much in LA, but mostly when I was in New York, and I'd been going through this and learning all of this, you kind of go through a period where, like, you feel so gaslit. Like, you feel like you can't even trust yourself, because what you think is a date going so well, it's not reciprocated, you know? And so like all the telltale signs that you see in movies and television, and like, if he says this, if he does this, if this happens, if he asks you out again, this whole list of things that mean they want to go on another date, if they do all those things, that means they do. They want to see you again. They like you. This date is going well. And then it turns out that it's not going well at all. And it's all just people's like manipulation, or it's them just not knowing how to like, you know, be on a date and not act like that, or just have like a friend kind of energy. So yeah, it's really confusing. And so my friend who's relationships, long-term relationships, the whole time that I've been on the current dating scene, the past year or so has been hitting the dating scene and is absolutely consistently devastated by these dates she goes on that she thinks are completely reciprocated, are so romantic and magical and all of these things. And I keep telling her, I'm like, I know you thought you had a magical date. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's not magical. It's not reciprocated. It's not magical. And then she's like, no, no, like you can't tell me that it's that it wasn't reciprocated. And then the guy never talks to her again.
Yeah.
Or they slow down their conversation. And that's another issue, is now we have this expectation that we need to be consistently texting each other all day, every day throughout the day. Yeah. And I don't believe in that. I mean, back in the day, someone would just call your house, you know, a couple times a week, and that was it. You'd have a nice, you'd spend a couple hours on the phone sometimes talking to someone you liked, and I'd much rather that than be fucking texting someone all day, every day. It's so exhausting. Every time you look at your phone, there's like five messages from someone.
I know.
You know, and then it creates this necessity for communication, and if you don't have that communication, then you feel rejected.
Yeah.
And so everyone's just living in this, like, world of creating narratives in their head about what's real and what's not and who this other person is, when they actually have no idea.
And they don't want to know.
They'd rather live in the fantasy of who they think this person is,
right,
via text, mm-hmm, than how their life is actually going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty tough, man. But I guess every generation has its own shit, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's hard for me to figure out the younger generation, really, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, the shit I hear and stuff, even from my kids, you know, it's hard for me to relate to.
Yeah.
And they sure kind of keep me posted as far as what it's like, you know? I mean, just the way they talk, the things they say.
But that's the kicker. It's hard for us to relate to our own selves,
right,
you know, especially... my little, I'm in this like sub age group of millennials that like grew up with landlines and grew up with, we were like the beginning of the information change,
right,
you know? Yeah. So like, while I have a partially internet revolved brain, I also have a very analog brain, if that's the right word. So it's really confusing. Yeah. It's confusing out there, and I would just rather not. Okay. You know, so I've gotten to a place when I go on a date, I don't get excited for it. People are like, oh, are you so excited for the date? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Why would I get excited for the date? You know?
God forbid it'll be something nice.
Yeah, you know? So I show up, and, you know, we sit down at the restaurant. They're trying to talk. I'm looking at the menu. What am I going to have to drink? What am I going to have to eat? Go ahead, I order. The food comes, and I let the conversation happen how it happens. And if... Yeah. You know, I'm not there to impress anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. You seem jaded a little
bit. No, not at all. This is me just like stepping into my own power and being like, I'm not there to impress anyone. Like, I'm not going to go on a date and be like, oh my God, I'm so excited to meet this guy. Da 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 da. And then for what? Like, everything that happens on the date could mean anything. And I'm not saying this because I'm jaded. I'm saying this because this is fact now.
Right. This is the way it is.
This is the way it is. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have a choice, really. What are you going to do?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Fight it, you know?
No, I'm just going to accept it and go on a date and enjoy myself.
Right.
You know?
Oh, well. Dating in the 2000s and 20s. We're going to have a guest calling in a few minutes, and we haven't had a guest in a couple weeks, but we are getting new ones and stuff, and soon we're going to have guests in the studio as well, which is going to be very nice. I miss that a lot, you know?
Yes.
Connecting with people and...
Oh, yes.
And that kind of thing. You invited me to your birthday party, which is next week. Thank you very much.
Yes, it is, of course.
That was nice of you.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be a nice day because you're going to have it outdoors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be a day like today, which is kind of drizzling,
mm-hmm.
which is very unusual, right? I mean, we haven't had even a sign of rain, let alone rain at all.
I know.
When it rains in LA, it's pretty much
It's just a cloudy mist. Day.
Yeah.
Just
missed. It's probably because we're in the cloud. It's not even falling or anything.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice, though. I'll take a chilly day.
Yeah, you like those?
Yeah. I mean, it was 91 degrees and humid in New York all weekend.
Really?
And everyone I knew who lives there was complaining nonstop about how humid it was.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, well, it's 72 here and breezy, so
yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
I know, but you have to wonder, is the weather really, is that really the only reason to live out here, you know?
It's a massive factor.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you grow up, I think we talked about this before, like you've lived a lot of places that have all had predominantly warm weather.
Right.
But when you grow up somewhere where you can't even go outside for it's more than half the year. Like when you live in New York, pretty much November till March, April is garbage. Mm. You're inside, you're drinking in bars. Like you just don't really go outside. And when you do, you're just like, you have so many layers on and like you're always stepping in like a wet puddle. Like your shoes are wet all the time. It's different when you live in the suburbs or something like in Jersey where I grew up. It's better because, you know, you just go to the car. But when you live in the city, like Philly or New York,
the public transportation or you walk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you're just at the mercy of the weather constantly, and so the weather really matters.
I guess it does, you know.
It really does.
I guess it does.
You should go live somewhere for like a 2 years that has like really shitty weather. Right.
Well, no, not necessarily that.
Where you can have a car and you can walk
nice
only.
Weather, you know. I mean, you know, it is important. You know, I don't think it's overrated, but it's also not the only reason to live here, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So. But I also think if you're somewhere where it gets cold and it snows, that's so much better.
Yeah.
Because places like New York, it snows like maybe a couple times a year if you're lucky.
Right.
But most of the time you just get what's called like sleet, which is a combo of like rain and ice.
Right.
And so everything just turns to slush. You're just walking in one big icy slush.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's brown and like it's nasty.
Yeah. Okay, well, New York's not going to be one of the places I consider.
Yeah, I think everyone should live in New York for like a couple years.
I don't think
so.
You know,
I think they should for sure. Just so that you can understand how your life doesn't need to be.
Yeah. Huh?
You will have a vast appreciation for life once you leave.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of what I watched. Oh, I discovered this real great channel, which is called Pluto TV. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that.
And it's got all the old shows on it, which is amazing. I mean, I was jumping from one show to another.
Like a Nick at Night kind of thing?
But old sitcoms from the 70s and 80s, you know?
Great.
So I would go from Happy Days to Laverne and Shirley to Three's Company. Have you heard of
Yeah, of course.
These?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch Nick at Night all the time.
Oh, they had that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. They had I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one I'm not so crazy about. Yeah. But what else? Well, Mission Impossible, which I love.
Mm.
What other comedies did they have? Family Ties. With Michael J. Fox, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's also Spin City with Michael J.
Oh,
Fox.
Oh, I loved that show.
Right?
I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the mayor's office in New York.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest crush on him when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was like 4, I had a fake wedding in my backyard for him, and he never showed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's follow up on that in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to take our guest right now. That's very interesting, you know. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex Slow, good morning to you. Thank you for calling in. I'm here with Jen.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for you to call in, so thank you for that. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from New York today. I just got back into the city yesterday.
So. Oh wow!
Oh, wow.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, we were just talking about New York.
Oh, great! Yeah, it's a lovely place. I love it.
About how terrible the weather is. Because Jen used to live there.
Hot out here, for sure. Yeah.
Is that where you grew up, Alex? In New York?
No, I grew up in California. I grew up in Southern California, but I just made the move out here about 3 years ago. So I'm loving it out here. Definitely a different vibe, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's interesting, because if you're an actor, why would you move to New York? I mean, you were right here in Hollywood already, right?
Yeah, I really like theater. It's something I studied acting in college, and it was more driven towards the theater. So I came out here with the hopes of doing, you know, theater, and it's kind of slowed to a halt because of COVID, but I met a lot of like casting directors and people on the East Coast, so it ended up working out really well with all the film stuff I've gotten, actually being based in New York rather than LA, although I feel like that's definitely on the horizon, making a move back out there.
Oh, yeah. Great. Sure.
Sounds good. If nothing else, for the weather, right?
Yeah, exactly. Not so muggy in the summertime.
Pretty, pretty
nice to go to the beach and not be drenched in sweat. You know? Right.
Oh, yeah. Or even just like sweating as you're trying to get dressed during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Miserable.
Yeah. Very cool.
I'm in Santa Ana in Orange County.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's nice there.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
So when did you start getting into acting? When did you feel that that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I can't say. The first time I got into it was probably like, I was probably like 11 or 12. I saw that film Nacho Libre with Jack Black. And it was kind of like that first movie with, like I'd seen physical comedy in a new way, like through Jack Black's performance and all this stuff. And it was just, I was really bad at sports as a kid, so I was kind of like, oh, this looks interesting, this is something I might, you know, want to do. And then I, you know, kept watching movies, and I did like theater arts, you know, and different like drama stuff while I was growing up. And then I decided, hey, acting might be something I really want to do as a kind of career, so I decided to go to school for it. I went to Syracuse in upstate New York for acting, decided to go across the country, you know, very different from Southern California. So that's kind of how I first got into it. I just kind of flocked to it after watching that movie and just like gaining a more interest over time, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I decided to study it, and that's kind of where it all took off.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You know, people always have something that triggers them, you know.
It does also like unlock over time, for sure. I'm an actor too, so like for me, like you start to get into one thing and then you get into another and then you get into different genres and different types of study and things like that, and before you know it, you're like you're in it. Yeah,
very cool.
In it. Yeah. Exactly.
Alex, so you're calling about a movie that just came out, premiered on Hulu May 28th, which is called called Plan B. I mean, to be on Hulu is pretty big deal, you know. So
congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you.
So you play Rake, which is your nickname, right, in the movie?
Oh, it's the name of the character. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. Do you want me to just talk about the movie?
Yeah, of course. And I'm gonna play a part of the trailer of it just so people can get an idea of how funny it is. I watched it, and yeah, it's pretty cool comedy. So yeah, tell us a little bit about the movie. What's it about?
Oh yeah, so it follows these two high school girls, Sunny and Lupe, played by Victoria Morales and Kuhu Verma, and they basically throw this high school party, and one of them has sex, and they have to go get the Plan B pill. But the film takes place in South Dakota, so when they go to the pharmacy to get the pill, they're denied access to the pill. So then they have to go on this crazy road trip across South Dakota to go to the nearest Planned Parenthood, which is hours and hours away. So they get into all these crazy hijinks as they go along, and it's a really fun comedy with some real, you know, real solid themes that I think need to be discussed about healthcare and things like that. So it's a really fun time. Like I said, I play Rake, which Sunny, one of the girls, she has a crush on this boy Hunter at the school, and so I'm his best friend. So just anytime, you know, they interact, I'm also there. So it's a really fun film, and I hope people will check it out on Hulu for sure.
Yeah,
fun watch.
So let's tease it a little bit. I'm going to play about a minute of the trailer. So stay on the line, and we'll continue right after this.
Sounds great.
Right now, puberty is telling you to step on the gas.
If your vagina was a car, what would it be?
Ferrari.
It stays covered up and completely untouched in the garage.
Mine would definitely be a transformer.
You think you know her?
Boom. Autobots pop out.
I feel like if you're following the metaphor, that means you have crabs.
What?
We finally tried reverse cowgirl.
And? Amazing, right?
It wasn't that great for me, but I feel like it looked cool.
Girls are horse fucking and I haven't even had my first kiss.
Oh, fuck. Look at Hunter. Who plays hockey in a cardigan? He's like an athletic librarian.
You know, Sunny's throwing a party.
Really?
Love a good high school party. With the liquors and the touching. All the other stuff. Drugs.
It's a big night for you.
Inviting your crush.
Partying and drinking. I feel so stimulated. Is this what white privilege feels like?
Taking choices.
That's pretty funny. Reverse cowgirl and all that stuff. I mean, they get into it, you know.
Where was this filmed?
Yeah, where
we filmed
was
this actually in upstate New York.
Okay.
In Syracuse and Liverpool. One of the production companies is co-produced by two production companies, but American High, they own this high school actually upstate, and so they shoot like all these high school movies out of there and like the surrounding area. So it was really cool because it was shot during COVID, but it was with all the obstacles we had to go through, it was kind of easy because we were all upstate kind of in our own bubble rather than everyone commuting home every day and all that. Everyone was just kind of in the same area the whole time.
Right. How long did the filming take? The actual
It took
production?
About 6 weeks, I would say. So it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick.
Film. Very cool. Yeah.
I was up there for about a month. It's nice.
Yeah. You were also in a movie recently called The Binge with Vince Vaughn. That one's streaming on Hulu too. Tell us a little bit about that film. I haven't heard of it, but tell us a little bit about the plot.
Yeah, sure. The Binge is basically, if you've ever seen the movie The Purge, it's basically just like a parody of that. It's just like for one night a year, all drugs and alcohol are legalized, and they kind of everyone throws this giant party, and it follows these group of high schoolers who it's their like first time, they're turning 18, it's their first time getting to participate in the Binge. So they go on this kind of wacky adventure for the first time. And the principal is played by Vince Vaughn, and we have a scene together where his daughter like escapes to go to the party. She like goes out for the night and he's trying to find where she is. So he like interrogates me and we have this whole like scene together. So that was really fun. You know, I grew up watching him like in The Wedding Crashers and all these movies, so it was really cool to get to work with someone I had idolized growing up and share a scene with them and share time working together. So
it
was
so
really
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There seems to be like an ongoing theme with your movies there, you know, with the parties and everything.
Yeah, no, there's always a party or some kind of precocious behavior somewhere in there. Yeah. I think I imbue that energy, so I guess that's the film's that I'm most attracted to.
Yeah. Gosh, imagine if everything was legal for a night. That would be a mess.
Yeah, right?
What a mess.
Yeah, it would be a mess for sure. Yeah.
So is that like high school kids as well?
It's high school kids for the most. Like that one, they go out and they go on adventures. So there's lots of other characters that come into the mix who aren't high schoolers.
Right.
And that's kind of the same thing for Plan B, right? Like at the beginning, it's just all high schoolers. But then as it goes along, you know, they meet all these people who are not in high school, right? And they have adventures with them, or interactions, rather.
Yeah, very cool. Finally, I wanted also to bring up that you're a certified What's this, Kundalini Yoga and Meditation?
It's Kundalini Yoga and Meditation. Yeah, I got certified in it like probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. But it was something I had done for years. I found it was like yoga and meditation really helped with my mental health and also with my work as an actor, because I found if I could like start from a neutral place and build a character up, that would be the best for me. And yoga really helped me find that neutral place. So yeah, I got certified like a year or two ago just to show people that I knew what I was doing and what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for so long. I just wanted the certification. So if anyone's like, are you sure you know? I'm like, yeah, I know.
So that's so
that
true.
Kind of why I got that. But it's been great. I really enjoy it. It's been a great aspect of my life. So that, yeah.
That's cool. You seem to be very active. You're doing a lot of things. Hiking, even cooking, martial arts, acrobatics. I thought that was cool.
Wow.
You
know?
I try to keep myself busy for sure. I mean, I always am doing my own projects or my own stuff when I don't have something in the works. But I like having all these other activities that I learn as well, because I feel like they're all kind of tools in the toolbox of acting, right?
Sure.
The martial arts, like acrobatics, like they all translate still to the acting work in a physical way.
Yeah, and like longevity.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Yeah, longevity.
Well, yeah, and you keep yourself busy and sane, you know. That's the important thing here, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We could all use some sanity.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, with all the insanity of today, it's nice to have some sanity for sure.
So, just briefly, what's Kundalini Yoga? What does that mean?
It was this guy, Yogi Bhajan, who brought it over to the West in the early 60s, but it's more oriented with like mantras and different breathing and pranayama techniques that aren't found in other kind of schools of yoga. So it was kind of really cool because it's got its own kind of unique take on how to approach yoga or that kind of thing. So for me, it's just been great because it's been a great way to use my breath more and like learn mantras that I wouldn't have maybe learned in other styles of yoga. So I would say it's like, not that it isn't physical, there are physical acts to the practice, but it's more, you know, it's more about meditation and breath work and more about sitting with yourself and that kind of thing. So if you want to know more about Kundalini, I would say go look it up, but that's kind of the basic. It's just more meditation focused, I would say, and more about sitting and being with yourself than actively doing asanas.
I should pursue that, you know. People just always talk highly of yoga and everything. And
it's also so important to sit with yourself and be comfortable with it.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, Alex Lowe, everybody catch the film Plan B on Hulu. Is that on for limited time or is it going to be there for a while?
No, it's going to be on there for forever. My understanding. So whenever you can, and definitely let everyone know that you liked it, if you liked it.
Yeah.
Great.
No, definitely. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching that. It seems like a pretty lighthearted movie, funny and, you know, sex and stuff, you know. I can relate.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Alex, how can people find you on social media if they want to get in touch with you?
Find me on Instagram. It's the only social media I use, but at Alex Lowe Yo, Y-O, A-L-E-X-L-O-W-Y-O. So you can find me, Alex Lowe Yo, on Instagram. That's
gotcha.
It.
Sounds
good.
It's
the only way you can find me.
Yeah. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How long are you going to stay in New York? Do you pretty much live there now?
I live there full time, so we'll see. For now, this is kind of my home base, but I'm always around, so we'll see where I go from here.
Sounds good. Well, we wish you much continued success, Alex. You sound like fun and talented, and all the best to you. Everything that you want, we wish you.
Yeah,
to,
thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Our pleasure.
Of course. Take care and see you. Bye.
Have a good one, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
you
Alex.
Too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. More inspiration to get into acting, you know?
Yeah. I love young, nice people.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're never that nice. So when they're nice, I'm like, you're nice. You're a nice person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice people.
Yeah, he'll be back in L.A.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Sooner rather than
He's
later.
He's like, yeah, the weather is...
I know. Wow.
So funny.
Some things that are happening in the news. I guess Disney opened a new ride called the Avengers Campus. And it drew mile-long lines. The lines were like going around, blocking gas stations and everything.
Are you a ride guy?
Massive crowds. Listen, I used to like this stuff before. I don't know how much I like it now.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't like lines. There's no way in hell you would get me to stand in a line like that.
I was basically shamed by my siblings to go on roller coasters.
When really
I was yeah. They're like 10 years older than me. So by the time I went on my first one, I think I was like, I don't know, like 20 or 18 or something like that. And they shamed me until I finally was like, okay, fine, I'll do it.
Oh, no.
But I was like fully shaking the whole time. I was like so scared. I did not want to do it.
You know, there have been accidents lately, you know.
Yeah.
At least a couple that I remember this year.
I mean, everything's also been shut down for so long.
Right.
You know? Like, I'm going to wait a few months before I go on anything to make sure all the kinks are... working,
right?
You know,
I don't know if this is a roller coaster though. I don't think it is, but it's called like a new land, so maybe it's more like, you know, like the Star Wars thing that they
opened, like
where you walk around,
totally,
things like that, you know.
I would do that.
And besides, you know, in Disneyland they don't have like scary rides, you know.
Yeah,
because of the kids and everything, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, they do have a couple roller coasters, but it's, I guess those would be scary. Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Matterhorn and what else do they have there? That Flight to Mars. I mean, that's like the oldest thing ever.
Really?
But it's still, yeah. I mean, I remember it from the 70s when we went. We came here on a trip in 1975. It was the day before. I mean, the year before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Disneyland. And I remember all these rides, and they're still there, you know. I mean, many of the rides are still there. The Michael Jackson one, you know.
Sure.
I remember when that was opened.
Hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while, you know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of got tired of Disneyland. I'd like to see Disney World, you know.
Yeah,
have you been to that one?
Yeah, I worked at Disney World.
Oh yeah, that's right,
I did. I have not been to Disneyland though.
Yeah, how long did you live there in Orlando? Did
yeah
you live
six in months
6 months.
Yeah.
Did you move there especially for the job? Or?
Yeah, it was a college program. It was like an internship. Oh. So I worked at one of the resorts. Of course, the crappiest one, but.
Was it the crappiest one?
It was the crappiest one.
Why?
It's just super janky. It was really janky.
Is it still?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really outdated and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah,
we got to go to the parks for free and stuff. And
yeah,
I unfortunately was too young to drink at the time. So
what did you actually do there?
I worked in a resort in the food court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I served like Mickey waffles and sausages. It was a blast. And then we had to make sure we like kept this one. We had this like thing called Beverage Island, which is just like this like little island in the middle of the food court for where you get your beverages. And I used to, in the middle of it is like a little closet, and I used to just sit and hide in the closet during my shift whenever I'd have to work on Beverage Island.
Yeah.
And then anytime anyone would open the door to check on me, I'd just pretend like I was like organizing boxes. Yeah.
Jeez, man.
But it was great. I lived there with my best friend at the time, and we shared an apartment, which was like a big one bedroom, so we shared like one room. Yeah. Hmm. I lost my virginity in Disney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In Disneyland?
In Disney World, yeah.
How is that possible? How is it possible? Where exactly?
Because we're living like on like right off premises. So, yeah, I just like met this guy there and we just really liked each other. And then I lost my virginity at Disney World.
What a memory.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old were you, if you don't mind?
No, I was 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you waited a while.
Yeah, I did wait for sure.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Was the guy worth waiting for?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a good dude. Yeah. We're still friends, actually. Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Does he live there or does he live in?
No, he actually left the program early. His friend who he was living with was his best friend as well, moved back home and left the program early. And then he left the program early. And I was like, oh, well, fuck you. he was just like a really awkward dude who wasn't about to go like room with somebody he didn't know. So he left instead. And then we just like kept in contact over the years, and we still dated on and off for a couple years after that, long distance, and would just fly to see each other. And then like we just stopped doing that. And then he ended up moving to New York while I was living in New York. And I think we hung out like once or twice, but it was nothing romantic or anything.
My first time, I don't know which one to count though, you know, because there was a couple times I had sex with someone who was not my girlfriend, you know. She was just pretty much like going to bed with everybody.
Sure. Well, you count the first time.
Yeah, you know.
The first time's the first time. It doesn't matter if they're your partner or not.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't matter at all.
I mean, we played around a lot, you know, with girlfriends and stuff. But I was too young, like, you know, 14, 15, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know. Mm-hmm. You just kind of do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, in being in my 30s, guys still don't know what they're doing.
That's too bad. You see, I did early on because I was into, I watch porn and stuff. I would read up on it, you know, things like that.
If you're performing by the standards of porn, you definitely don't know what you're doing. I'll tell you.
No, but let me tell you, for my age, I think I did, you know. And I was reading a lot of stuff like sex education and erotic novels and shit like that. So I knew what you were talking about, you know.
Sure.
What people were talking about.
Did you ever try actually asking the woman what she was into and what she wanted?
At that point, no.
Yeah, you didn't know what you were doing. No. Sorry.
You don't know that, you know? I mean, for my age, I did, I think, you know. Because I would talk to other guys my age.
Yep. You're not helping your case at all.
They didn't know
anything.
Like,
I talked to other guys. I'm like, yeah, that's...
No, I'm saying they didn't know shit compared to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that I took advice from them.
Yeah, I thought you guys were like comparing gameplays. Right. Like, that's not...
But that's the thing. I mean, at an early age, you learn from your friends and peers and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows.
Like you said, a lot of people at this age, they still don't know.
Yeah, I can always tell when a guy watches a lot of porn by how he, by like the moves that he does and like the speeds and things. You can just tell.
That's if they do it like in the porn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can watch it and but not do it in the same way.
Yeah,
you
know? Like I can always like tell when that's where they're getting their education from, and that's what they think. Like they don't know, because I've worked production on a couple porn films as well, just as like a PA or a driver or whatever, but like you're there in the room while it's happening and the girl's totally faking it, and most dudes don't know that the sounds she's making are not real.
Not the actors, the people that watch.
No, the performers.
The performers don't know that she's making up the sounds?
No. The people don't know that the performer is making up the sounds.
So the people that are watching. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know. I'm like, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it.
She's acting. She's an actor.
Yeah. Like, it never sounds like that. You can ask almost any woman.
Wow. And I don't know how people can do it. I could never be in a porn film, you know, with people around and shit, you know. I don't know.
Some people are just different.
I know.
It just doesn't bother them.
I know, at all, you know. And then they don't even care living with it for the rest of their lives, you know. They're not like...
They're totally free from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But many times, I mean, you hear them complain, oh, well, I can't get back into mainstream and shit. Well... You know, you made the decision.
Yeah, if you're trying to be like a film actor, don't go do a porno.
Right.
If you're
maybe they don't plan it before, but after they want to get into, and not necessarily film, but anything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear that. And I'm like, you know, it's a one-way door, you know? I mean, once you do it, you can't put the, you know, the rabbit back in the hat.
You got to have a lot of money to get a lot of footage scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's possible. Is it possible?
I mean, the Kardashians can do it. They can get anything.
So you can't find anything on the Kardashians that, like with the sex tape and stuff?
I don't think they had that fully scrubbed, but do you remember when that photo came out a couple months ago of Khloe that was unedited and and it was completely scrubbed from the internet from everywhere, like nobody could find it.
But why? We found it. Remember you looked it up and it was there.
Yeah, but I remember you telling me it was it still looked different than the one you saw.
No, it didn't. Mm. It was the same. And I saw it printed on, in the post, so it's not, they're not going to get rid of that, but
well, I don't know then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you can erase anything on the internet because somebody's always going to put it back up, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And you can't find them. You can't catch them. What the fuck, you know? You put it up somewhere.
That's fair.
On a, one of those tube sites, you know, where they have all the porn and stuff, you know? People can just upload it. Nobody knows.
Man.
Yeah. A lot of shit happening on the internet, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You want to hear something to me seemed funny is Snoop Dogg is joining Def Jam label. You know, they have a lot of rappers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, even Justin Bieber and stuff. So he's going in as a strategic consultant. And I'm like, what's he going to consult them on? Getting high and weed, you know?
No, he's been in the market for so long.
Right. But he's known mostly for his weed, you know? And I thought...
Well, nowadays, yeah. But back in the day, he was known for...
For his music.
Yeah, for music.
I wonder why he doesn't make any more music, does he?
I think he does here and there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely... He's a good business guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he definitely has something to offer there.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know. I don't know what... Well, but he's done rap and stuff, so he probably knows what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. He's been in the business for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because he's lent his name to many products and shit like that, you know, in the weed business.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's got even his own, strains. And
have you ever seen his cooking show with Martha Stewart?
I saw a bit of it. That's so good, right?
It's great.
I can't remember where I saw it, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe on YouTube or Facebook video.
Probably. Highly recommend.
That was funny.
Mm.
She was also on a few roasts. I saw her on some roasts.
Mm.
And I think Alec Baldwin's. But that was funny. I mean, to see her and things like that, that's pretty funny. You know?
Yeah, she has a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good like that. I love Martha.
Do you?
Yeah, I love her so
even
much.
Even when she was in jail? And
yeah, I think she's amazing. No, not at all.
Yeah.
You know?
What she did was a white-collar crime, right?
I think so, yeah.
She's manipulating the stock or something.
Yeah, there's so many people out there doing it that just don't get caught. She just happened to get caught.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
How long did she sit in jail, do you remember? Was it only a few months? Maybe only a few months, maybe a year. I mean, that's pretty weird, you know? For a celebrity to sit in jail and stuff. But Snoop Dogg is 49 years old.
She spent 5 months incarcerated.
Yeah, 5 months. It's
in a federal prison camp in West Virginia.
Wow. Yeah.
It was charges related to I'm clone stock trading.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. My memory serves me pretty well sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Amen to that, seriously.
Yeah. Have you seen any good movies lately?
I watched Revolutionary Road last night, which I'd seen before, but I forgot most of it. It's with Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio. And then I watched an interesting film that I never even heard of, but apparently she won an Oscar for it, another Kate Winslet film called The Reader. And it's about her as an older woman and this young boy that she ends up they have this love affair for a whole summer. And then she kind of disappears. And it turns out that she got hired to be one of the guards at the Holocaust, one of the concentration camps or something. And so he doesn't see her till years later. When she goes on trial and he's studying to be a lawyer and his class is sitting in on the trial or something. So That was a really interesting film.
She's tried for being with the Nazis?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So when does it take place? Like in the present?
In the 60s. It was like 20 years after or okay, something. Yeah.
The 60s.
So, yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was on Amazon.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So she was like having an affair with a boy, with a younger boy?
Yeah.
Sounds like you, pretty much.
He was
much.
Like me? What do you mean?
Well, you like younger guys.
Not well, 15 and 16, though.
Oh, he was
15.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. You said a boy. I thought 18, 19 or something, you know?
The actor, the actor, I think, was at least 19 at the time or something.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, you might like the movie. It's good. I love Kate Winslet. I just think she's amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, I know. I used to have a crush on her. And on...
I'm surprised. She doesn't
Knightley,
seem like your type.
Why?
Oh, Keira Knightley seems more like your type.
Why? What's my type?
I don't know. I feel like Kate Winslet's too like unique looking. I feel like you like really just like the standard.
No, not necessarily at all. No.
Interesting.
I find cuteness to be very attractive, you know.
Okay.
I think she's cute.
You think Kate Winslet's cute?
Yeah.
I think she's
well,
like...
Well, from when she was younger, like on Titanic and stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, they showed her breast and that's it. I was
sold. She had the most perfect boobs in that movie.
Right.
So perfect. Yeah. Like, those are the benchmark, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. What? I'm trying to think of what other movie I saw her in. That was pretty cool. And, what was it? I can't even remember now. But and now she's in that movie on TV, right? Or a series.
The series, yeah. Mayor of Easttown.
Right.
It's good.
And she's what, like a cop or investigator or something?
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
It's good. It takes place in a town. The accent is from near my hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just right near Philly, kind of. They have Wawa and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wawa?
Yeah.
What's that?
Wawa is this like, it's kind of like the best version of 7-Eleven that's ever existed. And they have a counter that you go up and you can like build your own sandwiches. And they have all this food and all these drinks and snacks. And
right.
It's like a little convenience store, but like the best one ever with amazing food.
Right.
And everyone who lives in that, in anyone who lives near a Wawa goes to Wawa all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's like a 7-Eleven.
Kind of, but like a million times better.
Oh, okay.
But they have like, it's not like the stupid hot dogs on the thing. Like they have like hoagies and stuff. It's like a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
A hoagie, that's a sub, right? Submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what they call it back east.
Yeah, hoagies. Yeah. Everyone thinks that's so funny.
I know, well.
I'm like, it's a hoagie.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I'm trying to... there's a movie that that's coming out. Oh, did you see they're making a movie about the jungle ride in Disney? It's, they call it the Jungle... Voyage? No.
I have no idea.
The Jungle Trip. Have you ever been to Disney where there's like a boat and it takes you through the jungle and everything? Have you been to Disneyland?
Or no.
Just Disney World?
Just World.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Jungle something. Jungle Adventure or something.
Sounds fun.
So it's coming out with The Rock and who else playing in there? I don't know.
Is it Jumanji where. World?
No, it's...
Oh, because The Rock was in Jumanji.
I know. No, this is totally different. But he's like in all these movies, you know?
Yeah, that's true. The Rock.
I know. All right, Jen.
Is that it?
That's it for today.
That's all she wrote.
Join us tomorrow, folks. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
And take a listen to all the shows we have on the station. Many of them are back in the studio. And Ooh. With video and everything, so that should be cool.
Are we going to be on video?
When guests come in.
Okay. We'll I just looked over and saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, were we on video the whole time?
No. Just when guests are here.
Okay,
you know?
That's fair.
Otherwise, I'd rather be, like, anonymous.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.